I've, like, I've got brain fever. It gets mentioned so much in Sherlock Holmes. Bloody brain, I know. I don't even
when
know.
Was this mentioned?
Don't ruin Sherlock my Holmes newspaper.
When was this mentioned in Sherlock Holmes?
In the memoirs, darling. The concept of for 9 weeks I had brain fever. What do you mean you're high on crack?
You meant I thought you meant in the movies.
No.
Robert E. Jr. and Rafferty. For the purpose of people who do not know, is Jude Law's son,
who Sophie wants to get with just so she can get to his father. Lol.
He's born in 1996. I'm not being a paedophile.
He's actually younger than that. He's born in October, isn't he?
He's born in October. Yeah, that makes him the year below.
Ha!
But technically, it because I was born in April.
Did I ever tell you how much I love your memory stick? I like the in and out motion.
Describe it.
It's SanDisk. How are your cats doing?
How are my cats? Why don't you ask them?
I don't know. I was asking because of your leaflet. Secret to happy cats. Yes, what, like the inner zen of a cat?
I will refer to this leaflet. It is a leaflet by Feel Away. Feel away.
Oh, is that one spraying stuff out of its butt? Is it like it's pooping?
Common stress-related behaviour problems include urine spraying.
Ew, God, cats are so gross.
Would you like to tell them what my cat did?
Cats are awesome, but kind of gross.
Earlier.
Oh, yeah, Sophie's cat peed on her book. It doesn't have a fine taste in literature. It doesn't appreciate the art of Arthur Conan Doyle.
No.
He writes some good shiz. Shizners.
He does. I finished my book.
Congratulations. Do you want a pat on the back for it?
Yes.
There you go.
Thanks.
Awesome. Pressing mind games.
I think the newspaper is quite depressing.
It's just full of shite.
It's not full of shite.
It's sort of shite. It's kind of boring to read. I mean, seriously, they can't. Not enough happens in the world for making a newspaper every single day. Nothing interesting happens every day.
No, God in heaven, all's wrong with this world.
Lol.
That is interesting.
No such thing as God. The closest thing to God I'll ever be is Gandalf. You shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
Because, you know, he's got a beard and he's old and he's a man. Pigs! Pigs are quite nice.
Do you like the sound of newspaper?
I do like it. It's quite... The smell. Like I said. Smell it. Headache. No!
Oh dear, it's a bit creased.
Don't ruin my newspaper! I don't like it, but I like it to make me think I look intellectual.
It wasn't my fault.
What's that?
What's that thing?
What is the cat leaflet? Oh, it's a rubber.
It's a Royal Shakespeare Company rubber.
Beautiful.
In which I got when I saw Romeo and Juliet.
It's fluorescent orange.
Which was not very good. But
really? Romeo and Juliet?
I saw a production which was with some younger kids from the university.
Yes.
Of course, I'm telling you that. Who did a Romeo and Juliet production. And that was very good. And they beat RSC, in my opinion. But
beat it with a stick or behind a back
physically
alley?
Yeah,
physically smashed
it
its face in.
Yep. But I do think that Hamlet with David Tennant.
Just because you love him?
Not just because I love him, but partially because I love him.
Mostly because she loves him.
Okay, fine. was an amazing production. Definitely worth the sea. The sea. The
what
waves.
Sea? What? Oh, sorry.
I briefly blanked.
I had a brain fart, you see. So in Mr. Bean, to make a long like video clip, he has to physically tape it together. I think he does anyway. But Mr. Bean's a crazy bugger. Are we done?
Are you done?
I can't think of anything else to say. I never really did think of anything else to say.
Well, that's odd because when this is not recording...
I can't force comedy.
No one can force... Mm. No one can
comedians.